The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
First on the agenda today, though, is electoral politics, because Friday we all go to the polls. We're in Kildare North, a constituency actually with a guaranteed change, because the poll topper last time elected in the third count was Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats. She's going to be along a little bit later, not to talk really about the campaign, more to reflect on her life in the Dáil, kind of on and off. She was there from 05 until 07 and then back in 2011 and was impactful in that time. So she's going to talk a little bit about that later in the show. But hoping to be elected or re-elected, depending on your point of view, in the constituency. And with me here in the K-Club, Councillor Angela Feeney, who's a Labour candidate in Kildare North, Raida Cronin, who is a Sinn Féin TD and hoping to be re-elected, James Lawless, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Fianna Fáil candidate for the constituency, Vincent P. Martin, who is the Green Party candidate in Kildare North, and Joe Neville, who is running for Fine Gael in the constituency as well. You're all very, very welcome. And thanks a million, folks, for joining us. We might start with housing. So, Raida, I guess one particular promise in the Sinn Féin housing manifesto around ownership of land has kind of come into focus in the last couple of days, and an accusation maybe that Sinn Féin have gilded the lily in terms of how willing the banks might be to lend mortgages to people if they don't own the land that their house is going to be on. Is that a fair accusation?
Well, it's a fair statement that you've said, that people, certainly Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are trying to throw sand in the eyes of the people. You know, the banks are in the business of making money. The banks are in the business of lending. I saw Philip O'Connor, an Irishman living in Sweden. He's paying a mortgage on the on for his house. He doesn't own the land. People who own apartments, they own their apartment, but they don't own the land that that's built on. And I can assure everybody that people here in North Kildare who are renting homes for up to €3,000, knowing that they will never own that house, paying €3,000 knowing that they'll never own a brick or a bit of mortar in that house, want a house that they can afford, and they want their home, and the banks will lend them. There is no
will
doubt
they?
About that. Absolutely they will.
They do.
It happens all over Europe that the banks give money to.
But Bank of Ireland, AIB and Permanent TSB aren't lending all over Europe. They're lending here, and they don't lend on that model yet.
No, they haven't yet, but they will. And of course they're not going to start talking to opposition parties. They're talking to the government, and no matter who is in the banking industry, their job and their bottom line is to make money, and they do that by lending money. And I'm 100% confident that they will go with this.
The Conservative Party and the Labour Party in the UK have both talked about phasing this out, this form of ownership in the UK. It is so problematic in some parts of that country. Why should we be aping them?
Why should we even be concerned about them? Our concern, Sinn Féin, the concern to Sinn Féin,
because you want to copy them. You want to copy what's happening there that they're trying to get rid of.
No, we're looking to Europe actually, and you know, in Sweden it happens. It happens in Austria, and it's a model that we have to look at. It's the only way that people can ever know that they can own the roof over their head. And like, we have 4,500 children homeless at the moment. You know, when you go on holidays, Kieran, and you come home, no matter how lovely the holiday was, you come home to your own home and you get into your own bed. We have 4,500 children who don't have that right to know which bed they're getting into tonight. I had a woman in my office. I've been working with her for the last few months. She, the tenant in situ didn't work for her. She was expecting her second baby. Her first child has autism. She was waiting. She had to go into homeless accommodation for a week. Thankfully, because of the pressure that I applied for her in Kildare County Council, she now has her own home, her own council home. So, you know, people who, families, they want to know that they have a home for life, that their children can go to bed in at night time and not be worried about staying in homeless accommodation and not knowing what tomorrow will bring.
James Lawless, I guess the biggest indictment of current government housing policy is that the numbers that are on the up are the number of people who are homeless, the amount of rent people are paying, and the price of houses in this country.
Yeah, so first off, Fianna Fáil came into office in 2020. Since then, we've built more houses than the previous two administrations put together. 125,000 houses. In the last 12 months, the commencements hit 60,000. So we're talking about going to 60,000 over the next term. We're actually already hitting it if we look at the commencements. So we have put a couple of years into putting together a plan, everything from essential skill sets across construction to land acquisition, serviced zoned land, providing those sites and ramping up building. And now we've got to a stage
people that... can't sleep under statistics. At what point is all that going to translate to a decrease in homelessness and a decrease in rent?
Tens of thousands of people have already used some of the schemes that we have introduced to purchase their homes. Huge amount of first-time buyers using things like the Help to Buy, the First Home Scheme, the Shared Equity Scheme. Now, the opposition, I'm not sure Labour's position, Sinn Féin, want to abolish those schemes. They want to knock 100,000. They want to knock... They want to knock 100,000 off the budget of every first-time buyer in the country. I think that's not helpful. I'm surprised Sinn Féin want to reintroduce the ground rent scheme, which is an old British system, which, as you rightly said, is being phased out by the Tories and the Labour Party. But ultimately, this mystery of the €300,000 house. Mary Lou, our owner, Brent, said that a year ago. I've been asking in every programme I've been asking, how are they going to do it? I finally got my answer a few months ago, and it was this really convoluted ground rent. As you say, the banks have not said they can loan on it. So ultimately, I think we need to get rid of these kind of fairy tale solutions, and we need to get back to basics. Back to basics is we will tackle all the issues in the housing system through increasing supply. We're hitting 60,000 commencements in the last year. We need to keep that going. If you look around the constituency here,
let's try answer the actual question. Yeah. When will all those numbers start going down?
Yeah, so the numbers...
Homelessness and rent in particular.
Yeah, so homelessness is a very particular set of circumstances. Obviously, increasing housing supply is a big part of that solution, but there are also other complicating factors. There's a net increase in people coming into the country all the time. A lot of the homelessness figures, if we drill into them, we can see a lot of new arrivals. We can see people going into emergency accommodation. We can see people with very difficult personal issues, often in homelessness, and they're very difficult to maybe get assistance to the people that need it. So there's a complex set of medical, someone has addiction, so sometimes other circumstances there in that mix. So I don't think it's helpful to say that there's no one answer to the issue of homelessness. But what I will say is hundreds and thousands of people are being transitioning out of emergency accommodation, exiting homelessness. And ultimately, this is a tiered system. People that are in homelessness can begin to rent.
So no timeline.
The numbers are going up all the time.
No timeline.
So the population is going up all the time as well. So, you know, that's not necessarily unexpected.
All right.
The timeline I'm giving you is over the next term, we're ramping up to 60,000 houses per year being constructed. We're actually already hitting that 5 years ahead of target.
Angela, how would you reverse those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, in between running a campaign and canvassing and knocking on doors this week, as I'm doing every week for the last few months, I'm helping a mother with her child who are sleeping in their car for the last 3 nights. And that's a reality that I'm living with, and I've been dealing with and feeling those issues for the last 6 years as a public representative, and all they're doing is going up. I mean, it's the civil rights issue, I feel, of this generation. We've over 7,000, Kieran, on the waiting list, the social housing waiting list here in Kildare alone. And I have a site that's right on my doorstep that sat there for 20 years without anything happening on that site. And finally, the council is building 65 social housing units. But it took 20 years from it to go from it being a site to being delivered. That red tape that is causing that delay has to be tackled. And if we take, for example, the housing targets that are being set by the government, they have failed a whole generation. My own daughter got an education, has a profession that's needed in the country, as has her boyfriend. The two of them had to emigrate because they hadn't a hope of even getting on the rental ladder, let alone the mortgage. So what we're suggesting to replace the Help to Buy scheme would be phased out, that you'd introduce the Save to Buy, a little bit like the SSIA of old, whereby, because a lot of people say to me, they're paying rent, my son or daughter, you know, 3,000 a month. How can they save at the same time for deposit to get out of that cycle? Whereas the Save to Buy means that if you have paid rent for 3 months, you get a tax rebate on that will go towards your deposit. That's a tangible thing that can happen. But the bottom line is, Labour has a proud record of
it's
delivering
just
houses.
Just Help to Buy with another name, isn't it?
But it actually means that people then can do in tandem. They're not put this burden of having to pay rent and try to save a deposit at the same time. And the last thing I wanted to say on this, when Emmet Stagg was in, we're in North Kildare, when Emmet Stagg was in government, he solved the long waiting list in Kildare overnight by empowering the local authorities to build, and overnight we solved that crisis. We need to do that again.
Jo Neville, Fine Gael in government with Fianna Fáil for the last 4 years, but you haven't had the housing portfolio. If you had, how different would things be?
I think it's been a joint approach. I think Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have worked very well over the last few years, and I think that has been exemplified across a number of the ministries.
So for people listening in this constituency and housing is their chief concern, vote for either or, doesn't matter.
No, what I would say is that in North Kildare, I think just to bring it back home, what we would say is we've been very successful at meeting our housing targets. I think if you walk outside Clane tonight, Kilcock tonight, Maynooth tonight, Naas tonight, you'll see nothing but new housing developments. And consistently, Kildare have met their housing targets. We've had significant extra developments in social housing. Obviously not enough that we'd feel to meet with every demand, but at the same time, we have tried to deal effectively with the housing issues that we've had. And I would say is that Kildare has reached this target, has met its targets, and as a councillor we can see that.
What would you do differently from Fianna Fáil over the next 5 years?
Well, Fine Gael are committed $40 billion development investment in housing, and what we will be doing is ensuring that we'll have 60,000 homes per year with 303,000 houses delivered by the end of 2030. And I think that will be a key focus for Fine Gael, because we do know, and as James alluded to, with an increase in population, we need to deliver housing for those. And obviously we talk about the individual cases, and I as a councillor deal with those too. But we need to ensure that those people have it, and I would say that Fine Gael will have a very good policy on that in the years ahead.
It's pretty much identical to what the Fianna Fáil policy is. So again, to somebody listening to this in the constituency and they're wondering whether they should cast their vote for either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, they've decided, they've narrowed it down to those two. Why, if housing is their chief concern, should they vote for Fine Gael?
Well, Fine Gael have put it forward that their Help to Buy initiative will be increased from 40,000 to 50,000. We'll extend the first home scheme to first-time buyers of not just their first-time houses, but also second-hand housing. So that'll increase their opportunity. And obviously, we'll need support in the LDA. So there are specifics. So I would say is that they will really help people buy. We have seen the benefit of those schemes in place. So what we're trying to add to them to ensure that more people can access the housing market.
Vincent P. Martin, how would you improve the housing market in this constituency, or nationally?
Yeah, well, before becoming a senator in 2020, I devoted a large part of my practice as a barrister to keeping people in their homes. And here we have a situation where a whole cohort of a generation is lost. They can't get homes. And then we have a spiralling homelessness crisis. I brought together a group of lawyers after the last crash called New Beginning. We represented thousands of people. This is a real issue. This goes to the very heart of who we are. It, in my opinion, it's the number one issue on the doorsteps. And I have a track record where I can both empathise and come up with solutions. You're asking me what solutions?
Yeah.
Well, I'd concur with Minister Lawless some of the achievements there. But I think if he's generous enough, he'd accept one new aspect of the Greens in government was bringing centre stage to Vienna cost rental model. I know it's only 2,000 homes, but you strip out the profit from the landlord. You build and you get rents at 40% less. They are achievable. You have security of tenure for life. It works throughout the continent. It's bread and butter Green Party issue. We've had that influence. We have had the influence of the vacant and dilapidated homes. We ratcheted that up to 70,000 grand. And if we get into the next government, we are going to do stage payments to encourage more people to
more of the same, really. Kind of everyone on this side of me is kind of talking about, including the Green Party, more of the same. If you like the last few years, we'll offer more of the same.
Well, you should ask my two friends, and I'm not going to knock them around because it's been a constructive government, but ask them where they stood in the land hoarding tax, because the Greens had to stamp their feet there and say no to speculators holding land banks, rezoned lands, or else you tax them. You don't play around with rezoning status and figures. That was an achievement for the Greens. But that was conducted behind the scenes. And, it's a stable government. It goes to show you what you can do. And we must put people first. But I don't go along with it, Kieran, that whatever about my two friends here, I think the Greens have a separate identity.
I think, Kieran, you're talking about more of the same. I think what I'd say is that actually what we're trying to do, this takes time to get going. Going to a radical new approach, ripping up the rule book, starting again from scratch, as some of the opposition parties are advocating for, is really a high-risk strategy at a time when there's risk internationally. There's a new president coming to the United States. There's change afoot everywhere. We don't know where foreign direct investment is going to go next. I think it's not a time to be taking bets on radical, what some guy on Twitter said from Sweden. Let's actually get real about this. Let's look at what's worked for the last 4 years. Let's look at what we're ramping up towards. And we've got that to 60,000 per year. We have 100,000 euro per first-time buyer in terms of grants and supports. We've got the derelict home tax. As Vincent rightly says, the cost rental model is working. Even here in Leixlip, the first set of cost rental homes actually went live last year. And And as Joe has rightly said as well, right around the constituency, if you take a drive out of here today, you'll see new estates, new developments on every town in Kildare North. So what we're doing, it's a slow burn. It's got there. Yeah. Slowly, it's getting there. We're on track. It's ramping up. It's beginning to gain momentum. This is not the time to pull the plug.
Are you going to spook the horses, Rhéidh Cronin?
No, we're not. James spoke there about commencements. I've been contacted by builders in North Kildare who are telling me that they're putting in the footings at the moment to get ahead of these levies and these grants. Listen, we need to redirect the workers that are working in construction. We have more people working in construction here in Ireland than we had back
Exactly, we have a bit more housing. We have more
construction workers now, yeah. And they're not building houses. They're building less houses. We need to redirect those workers into building homes. This isn't funny, James. You know, 4,500 children. 4,500 children without a home isn't a joke. And trying to get your commencements up before the general election that's the kind of sharp practice that we're so used to from Fianna Fáil, but it's a time for honest politics. Need to redirect people.
So how do you build the 300,000 homes?
They don't need to be building apart hotels.
Is there an answer?
They don't need to be building bicycle sheds. They don't need
your
to be building security
well.
Huts.
Sorry, your party around
the
commission.
They need to be building homes for families and building homes for families across.
That's the cross-party commission, really. Let's be honest about that.
Basically, I mean, most people, they, like I said it earlier, I can't remember the point I put it to, I think maybe to the minister, that you know, people can't sleep under statistics at night. And most people are agnostic, really, about different schemes and Croí Cónaithe and everything like that. What they care about is if they can put a roof under their head. And actually, all parties have signed up to the kind of Housing Commission targets. So it's all kind of muchness.
Just to say that what James is saying there, that, you know, we should continue for stability. It isn't working. So we have to tear it up. It isn't working. The plan isn't in place. If you tell everybody that's homeless today or is on a housing waiting list or people that have to emigrate. I was on a debate the other day with Minister Foley where I talked about the teacher crisis, the shortage of teachers. And she thought it was an opportunity. Yes. I said to her, this is not an opportunity. And the teaching shortage is linked to the housing situation. If the housing situation isn't working, all the other issues that emanate from that. So we're losing people to abroad because they cannot get on the...
But Angela, at the same time, we have seen all across North Kildare housing developments being built. We have done. You, as I said, I don't need to call out the towns again. We know that Kildare County Council have been successful. We know that the commencements were up. We know the buildings are there. We know that the houses. I could walk into a new house.
We actually have to take an ad break. I just want to give a final word before the ad break to Vincent Martin.
Well, in respect of the Sinn Féin proposal, I like to welcome innovative thinking outside the box, and we should try to tease these things out. But as a senior counsel who practices in the forecourts in constitutional matters, you've a bit of work to do if you don't own the floor under the house. But I hope you sort that out.
But you haven't got the bank imprimatur, and they're essential stakeholders.
And in respect of the numbers, this is an emotive issue, Kieran. We don't just pluck figures out of the sky. The Greens are very measured. They're saying we align ourselves to the ERSI to bring this up to 53,000 bills a year. Well, we want to be realistic about this. We didn't build for 10 years. There's a huge backlog. It's not going to be solved tomorrow for obvious reasons.
Well, I've missed my timing target, whatever about housing targets, so I'll get in trouble. Angela Feeney, Rhéidh Cronin, James Lawless, Vincent P. Martin, Joe Neville, all going to stay with me. Back in a moment. We might talk a little bit about transport and public transport and supports for people. So in a commuter county like this, Vincent P. Martin, what one policy measure do you think would make the most profound impact to people's lives?
Well, the Green Party, we consider ourselves to be the party of the commuters. Or certainly, it's not an exclusive right, but we proudly identify with public transport in many respects is our middle name. And during the lifetime of this government, for the first time since 1947, fares slashed. 20% for all, 50% for under 25, free for 9-year-olds. However, it is coming up in the doors. And I'll be in Salins, beautiful Salins later tonight. I guarantee you, I'll ring a few bells and say, Vincent P, that's all very well, But we want quality transport. We have cheaper transport thanks to the Greens. But the second, it's almost the same side of the same coin. They want quality transport. So to answer your question, we're smashing the stars out, Kieran. We are going for 10 billion investment for once and for all to do the job right in public transport. So if commuters are listening, the Metrolink, the extended and electrification of the DART Plus links, which are so important in two different parts of this constituency of Kildare North, and we want a transport police. We have done one local link per week where we're opening in bus links, but so much more could and should be done. We're going to end these ghost buses, which really infuriate people, by establishing an Office of Punctuality and Reliability. No, we have the ideas, Kieran. We spent 1 million a day on a well-fought negotiated programme for government with the two big parties here, and that's good. We're rolling out active travel, but we are up for this. So much more has to be done. We don't lack ambition and we're ready to take the next steps.
Okay. James Lawless, I mean, the Green Party going to kind of channel their inner Mussolini and make the trains run on time, it seems. But would Fianna Fáil commit to reversing cuts to electric vehicle grants? The other thing that was slashed.
Well, I think let's start with public transport first, because I think that's actually really
important. I asked a question about electric vehicle grants. Answer that one and then you can talk about public transport.
Sorry, what's the question?
Would you commit to reversing the cuts to grants for electric vehicles?
So would we support electric vehicle grants, I suppose, rather than double negative?
No, would you support reversing the cuts? They were cut in the lifetime of the last government from 5,000 to 3,500 euro. Would you put them back up to 5,000?
So the grant subsidies, okay, sorry. Was there kind of a reverse negative question there? I wasn't entirely sure what you're saying. Look, I'm not going to commit to anything on today or any other day. I've been in politics 15 years. I've got elected every time by not making promises, because I actually prefer to see what we can do when we're in office. So I'm not going to get into specific commitments on any issue today or any other day. That's stood me well for the last 15 years. I'll keep going with it. However, what I will state very clearly for the listeners is that the projects that Vincent spoke about as Minister in the Department of Transport, I've been actively delivering those for the last 4 months as was appointed as a Minister. More importantly, for the last 20 years, as a commuter from Sandlands train station, which is where I got involved in politics, set up Nascent Sandlands Radio as a group in 2005, have been commuting for a long time and campaigning for a long time. The big ticket items, the DART Plus, bringing the train to Hazelhatch and Celebridge and onto Sandlands, bringing the train to Maynooth and onto Kilcock. We have actually secured planning permission for most of those projects already in the last couple of months, the projects that I prioritised as soon as I got into office. The delivery of those is actually in the National Development. It's not just the Greens that are supporting that. It's in the National Development Plan. They're subject to cabinet decisions over the last number of months and years. Not just at Lewis to Finglas, at Lewis to Lucan, Lewis extensions all around the commuter belt, the metro to the airport. These are the really big ticket infrastructure approach that we need to do. And much as the Greens have an interest in public transport, I have to confess I was a little bit disappointed at their singular focus on bicycle lanes and local link buses. I would have loved to see this government really gear up on infrastructure, heavy rail, heavy engineering. That's where I want to go next. If I'm fortunate enough to be re-elected, and if I'm very fortunate to be a minister again, I want to actually start delivering those really big infrastructure projects, because that's how we're going to get people from Sands, from Kilcock, from Celebridge, from Maynooth, from right around this constituency and the Greater Dublin area, Drogheda, Wicklow, Dunboyne, etc., Navan. We need to get them onto light rail, into the city quickly, reliably. Okay. And make sure they get where they want to go on time.
Minister Lawless, being ultra careful, won't give you a commitment. I will give you a commitment. But before that, I'll give you an admission. We shouldn't have reduced the AV grants. That was a mistake. They were roaring ahead, and you can pull back on grants when you know you've changed behaviour. So they will be restored if the Greens are back in government. But we want, this time, means tested so it's spread out better. When we did reduce them, it went into the more expansion of the infrastructure for the AV stations and the charging points. But we want cheaper loans, and we want it to be means tested.
Okay.
They will come back if the Greens are in government.
Angela Feeney, what would the Labour Party do to improve the quality of life of people who commute? A lot of commuters in this part
Absolutely.
Of the world.
Absolutely, you're right, Kieran. I mean, if you think about the growth in population here in all of our towns in North Kildare, every town you go through is congested with traffic. And people want to get out of their cars, but they want to get out of their cars and use a public transport service that's reliable. It's not like going for a day out to the seaside. If you have to get to a hospital appointment, to work, to university, you want to know that the bus is going to come, which a lot of people get in touch with me asking for it, to complain to the providers that they're not arriving on time. The capacity isn't there. If you take the 139 that people in the audience might know here, it just shows you that when you put on a bus service, it's successful. But we need to act and be reactive as well, because that service is so successful that people are actually being passed by at the bus stop. It's full. So people want to get into the university from Nace They cannot get on the bus and they're waiting 2 hours for the next bus to come, if at all. Accessibility for people with wheelchairs has been an issue. But more often than not, people say, if it's provided, it will be used. But finally, I want to say that I met some of the students at Maynooth University who have to commute because they can't get student accommodation. They regularly tell me that the bus is full, they can't get it, doesn't come on time. We should be providing free transport for students. When I lived and worked abroad, everybody, when you got into university, you registered, you got your free transport card. That's really important. And it would help reduce student poverty, because I visited the food bank in Maynooth University for students. We never thought we'd see the day.
Crazy. Rhéidh Cronin.
Yeah, I was instrumental actually when I was a councillor in Kildare County Council on getting the 139 bus. It goes through Naas, through Rathcoffey, and through Leixlip, Maynooth, Leixlip, and out to Blanchardstown. And it's very successful. It used to be every 2 hours, now it's every hour, but we need to go nearly every half hour. We Sinn Féin want to accelerate the proposed line serving Hazelhatch and Salins and Naas. We also want to look at the fair fares, because anybody who's kind of sitting back and looking at the fare structure from Salins train station, which serves Naas as well. What's happening at the moment is people from Newbridge are driving up to avail of the cheaper fares on that. And we need, that was meant to come in September, but it's been delayed. You know, common sense would make you look and say, well, if we reduce the fares to Salins and then this huge jump onto the next station, maybe we should, you know, just increase it a slight bit so that people aren't saying, you know, I'm going to save money, like rather than driving there with their using petrol. So you need a common sense approach to that to make sure that public service. I have four children. I remember all four of them when they were younger, they said they were never going to buy a car because the price of it, the cost of it, the cost of insurance, and all four of them have a car now because we can't rely on public transport. People who live in Kildare, they shouldn't have to be getting the earlier bus up to, if they're working up in Dublin, and standing around Dublin drinking coffee, wasting out in the cold, wasting money. You know, it's bad for their pockets, it's bad for their mental health, it's bad for their health, physical health, to be standing around Dublin because they had to get the earlier bus because they can't rely on the capacity of the bus service and they can't rely on the reliability of the bus. So we need to have to really be a common sense approach to public transport and make sure that young kids now who are saying they're never going to need to buy a car don't have to buy a car.
Joe Neville, how different would your policy proposals be from the minister sitting beside you?
Look, I suppose for myself, I'm the commuter. I'm the guy who went to college and then after my first job in PwC, when I trained, I went in the train every day and the bus every day, and I've seen a step change in the services for parts of Kildare since. And that is the thing. And I suppose that's why we need to continue to roll out and increase the trains. And that's why, in fairness to James's point as well, to reach out to Dar Plus, out to Kilcock and out on that way too. Because what we have seen is, I'll go to Selbridge. Selbridge train station only a short time ago was a totally different place than it is now. If you go to Selbridge, trains are bombing in every 10 minutes. It's great. But what we need is more of that. And that's what we're doing in from a Fine Gael perspective. We're looking to roll out that investment in Dar Plus. If you, obviously in North Kildare, we know that infrastructure is an issue. It ties in with our public transport. We need to obviously the second bridge in Selbridge. We need the relief road in Maynooth. We need the Dar Plus to go to Kilcock. And all of those issues are linked. And we have the proposals in place to put them there because they're so important. So for me,
what will you do though for people who are not living in those urban conurbations, if we call it that? You know, that's the issue that we have in Ireland, right across there, not just in Kildare. Every county in Ireland, we have a kind of a dispersed population.
Can I just finish the point, James? Even yesterday, I was there in Selbridge train station, 7 o'clock yesterday, big car park. People coming up from different places, lads, friends I knew from college, I was pumping into them that I didn't know, coming up from Strathfinn, those places, using those high speed trains to get in, high speed relative to the way they were to go in. And that's where we've seen those benefits. So if we can push them also out to Kilcock, we can reach out to more. Obviously, the 139, those sort of train services, we need more of those. And they're continually being added across the north of the county.
But we're always
I'll be pushing for
mode,
more, and we have got them in place, but we need to push for more. And obviously, for myself, as someone who would have been probably more familiar than familiar with anybody else here for using that, I know what is needed for the delivery of those services in North Kildare.
Just to say, Joe, I've been that commuter as well. I commuted into TU Dublin, where I was head of school, to Broombridge. And again, I saw firsthand.
And Broombridge has changed.
You had to stand on the train. If you were lucky to get on the train, you had to stand on the train there and back. So the capacity issue and comfort. But just to say as well, I suppose we're always in catch-up mode, I feel, in this country. People are very frustrated with the way things move so slowly. We know already that Kilcock is going to need DART Plus. And I sat in with the NTA when they were planning and the discussions were happening for DART Plus to Maynooth. And we said the depot is going to be a couple of hundred metres short, shy of Kilcock, which has a huge growing population. Instead of having that in place now, they're going to wait and phase it in later on. That it's now we need it when the population is there and want to use it. What they'll end up doing is driving into Maynooth to catch the dart and congest the roads already congested. So we need to be ahead of the flow. I think what a lot of people are frustrated about this current government is that they feel they're promising people now, but they didn't deliver when they had the chance.
Yeah, the Dart West to it was coming to Maynooth, and it was actually, they were actually building the station less than a mile from Kilcock train station. And what I did was I went around every single house in Kilcock and told them to make a submission. And I explained to people that, you know, the word submission can sometimes sound a bit, you know, you might be standing back and saying, sure, I can't do a submission, I'm just an ordinary person. And I explained to people a sentence is a submission. Just say you want the Dart to come out to Kilcock, and that campaign worked, and I'm delighted. Now, the site they looked at wasn't suitable, but I'm actively working now on locating a new site with a local cartographer who's a friend of mine. But we need to make sure that that dart goes all the way to Kilcock, and that there's a park and ride. And we need to extend the double rail as well across the state, across the whole country. When you look at the rail lines on the map and how they have disintegrated in the last...
What money will we use for that?
Well, we have, you know, this country is not short of money. I think I heard recently we're the second wealthiest. Well, it's no thanks to your friends
working.
In Fianna Fáil.
Exactly.
Fianna Fáil finance minister delivered a surplus after Ukraine, Brexit and COVID.
We're the second wealthiest country in the world. We can do it. And we have to do it. We have to do it for our future.
Should we use the Apple money, or should we use the 8 billion kind of that's been put into various rainy day accounts? What money should we use?
No, we still have to make sure that we put money aside for a rainy day. We don't want to ever see the austerity that was inflicted on us by Fine Gael.
Okay, so what money should we use for double tracking the country?
Well, as Andrew said, people work hard to pay their taxes. That's the money we use.
Then we still put the same amount. We're going to keep putting squirreling money away for a rainy day, which is sound. Yeah, but hold on. And resources are finite. So if you're not going to take that money, you're not going to use the Apple money. Where are you getting the money to double track the country?
Well, that is in the plan. That's in the National Development Plan, and Sinn Féin backs that.
The funding is not there yet. Where's the funding coming from?
From people's work. Where the funding comes from, for everything. From people's work, that's where tax comes.
How much will it cost?
I think on the doorsteps, I'm hearing a lot of people saying that they don't mind paying their taxes. They don't even mind paying their LPT if they can point to things in their area that have been done with that money. So as a result, people in North Kildare are frustrated because they see themselves as second highest after Dublin of population growth, but bottom of the league for central funding from government, and we can't sustain that.
Yeah. Thanks, Ciarán. Look, I just think there's a couple of issues being raised here. Just for local listeners, the issue with the Kilcock depot is a local issue. The depot doesn't have to go to Kilcock. The depot can go to Greystones. The depot can go to Drogheda. The depot can go anywhere on the DART line. I think we need to separate that issue out. We can bring the DART to Kilcock without ever having a depot there. I think it's important for local listeners. In terms of capacity, Andrew is exactly right. We need capacity in all our services. 43 new carriers are arriving. The first batch arrived in Inchicore last week. That's part of DART Plus fleet. It's one of the sub-projects within that. And we need more double-decker buses. The 1-9, which I was also about getting, probably most of us around the table actually lobbied for that.
And I was
You weren't indeed. I know you're waiting for Minister. In fairness, started the ball rolling on that.
But Andrew is also right that we only deal with these problems once they arise.
That's what I'm talking about, a transformative programme for the next 5 years. The infrastructure investments that I'm talking about are not small ticket items. They're really serious items.
Okay.
And capacity. And I think the other point I'd say, I totally agree, and I've been working with NTA and TFI on this, real-time tracing of buses, trains and services. You need to know if you're standing in the cold, where is the bus? Where is the train? And you need to have that information accurate and reliable as you need it.
I'm really going to get in trouble. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back in a moment. 1 minute pitches is how we will wrap up our last debate, actually, before voting on Friday. So I will start with Minister James Lawless, running for Fianna Fáil in the Kildare North constituency.
Well, thank you, Ciarán. Thank you for coming to Strathfinn and Kildare North today. Look, a vote for Fianna Fáil is a vote for further housing delivery, a strong economy. We managed to record a surplus despite Brexit, despite COVID, despite Ukraine. A Fianna Fáil Minister for Finance back at the helm, and we actually recorded a surplus, which we can now spend on public services, GP places, healthcare places, school places, and most importantly, infrastructure, I suppose, coming from from the Department of Transport myself and from a commuter background. We need DART Plus, we need Metro, we need rail, we need bus investment, Metro to the airport, right around not just the greater Dublin area, but all of our regional cities. And I think that's a vote for Fianna Fáil, is a vote for stability, growth and progress.
Councillor Angela Feeney, running for the Labour Party in Kildare North.
Thank you, Ciarán. Great to hear the Minister saying all the things we need. I'd be delighted to represent this part of Kildare when connected generations back. We're here in the home of Emmett Stagg. Labour has a long, proud tradition of serving the people of North Kildare. And I think at the doorsteps I'm saying to people that I sit on the Finance Committee in Kildare County Council. And for the last 6 years, we have sent a letter to the various departments making the case, based on evidence, for increased funding because the population is growing second behind Dublin. And every year that letter falls on deaf ears and we do not get any increase in funding. We're bottom of the league for local authorities. So for that reason, I'm putting myself forward as a mother of three who've seen her children grow up and have to go away. For them and for my daughters, I'm flying the flag for women. More Manoa Sadal.
Councillor Joe Neville, running for Fine Gael.
Yeah, I've been a county councillor for the last 10 years in Kildare. I'm now currently the mayor, and I've worked hard for my area at a local level. I've delivered on sporting infrastructure, community infrastructure, and my vote has gone from 800 in 2014 to 2,300 in the election just gone. And the people have shown that they believe in what I do in the northeast of the county. I want to work for the larger area, and the issues that I want to deal with, the likes of Castan House, we need to restore access to the M4, to the back of Castan House. That's a key issue in northeast Kildare, delivery of key infrastructure as an outlined area. For the likes of the second bridge in Salbridge and the relief road in Maynooth, DART Plus to Kilcock, the delivery of primary centres. We've got a real issue with GPs, shortages in north of the county. If we invest in primary care centres, we can get more GPs in there to alleviate that shortage. And school spaces for the likes of Clane, Kilcock, they're really key issues. And I want to be the person who can work hard for North Kildare on all of them.
Rhéidh Cronin, Sinn Féin TD.
This Friday, I want you to vote with ambition in your heart. I want you to vote in your interests. I want you to vote in the interests of your children. This is a historic chance to change this government. I want you to give us a chance. I was the first Sinn Féin TD in Kildare in 100 years. We're going from a 4-seater to a 5-seater this time. I want you to continue your preferences for Caroline Hogan in this constituency. I want you to give us a chance to deliver for you and for your family. Only Sinn Féin can change this government. Only Sinn Féin are running enough candidates to lead the next government, and we have never had a chance like this before. And I want you to vote with hope and ambition in your heart and vote 1 and 2 Sinn Féin in North Kildare.
Senator Vincent P. Martin, Green Party.
And the only certainty, if I can predict, you will get lots of Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael in this election, but the Greens will be slogging it out for the last seats in several constituencies. We have an extra seat in Kildare North. I hope that we will have a Green voice in the context of the tragic floods in Valencia, Barcelona and Malaga, in the context of Donald Trump getting re-elected, who calls climate change some sort of a hoax. There is room for Green, but Green, and no matter what the party is, you get it very hard when they're in government. So number ones are crucially important. I'm a legislator with a proven track record. I've written the most bills ever in a single current Shannon. It's 12. I think the next nearest is 6. I have changed law in respect to protecting victims of domestic violence and a number of measures to support biodiversity, including, and it may not put bread on the table today, but it's a bigger picture in the longer term, protecting the native Irish honeybee from extinction. And all these things matter as for pollinators. We need a green voice, but it won't happen unless number ones come in for the small party like the Green Party, and we've a proven work track record of legislation.
Can I say a big, big thank you to everybody for taking part in the panel. Thank you to Angela Feeney, Labour, to Rhéidh Cronin, Sinn Féin, to James Lawless, Fianna Fáil, Vincent P. Martin, Green Party and Joe Neville, Fine Gael.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.